This is the NAB Trade Radio podcast for Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Drew, we have now got Liam Pickering on the line, the manager of James Aish. We spoke to Pickers about this particular person this time last year on Trade Radio. There was talk he was maybe even exiting the football club at that stage. It's been a long, drawn-out process, as we've said, and Liam Pickering does now join us on NAB Trade Radio. Thanks, Pickers.
No, I don't know. How you doing, mate? G'day, Pat.
So what's happened today, given that the commentary, the narrative around James Aish, at least in the past 2 to 3 weeks, was that it was 50-50 that he stays? What's happened in the past 24 hours? What's happened today to make him officially tell the club and for the club to release officially that he wants out and that he wants to go to Collingwood?
Well, because we met today. So I met today with Peter Schwab and obviously spoke to James and his family over the last, the last few months, to be honest, and in the end, it came down to the decision that James wanted to make and where he wanted to see, or where he saw his future, I guess. And today was when we informed the club that really it was only in the last sort of day or so that, that we really knew he was 100% was Collingwood's destination of choice, if you like.
Have they agreed to attempt to transact with the Lions?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we wouldn't have requested it if they didn't. So, yeah, the Pies are obviously keen to try and get something to happen, but I understand, Brisbane's position as well. So, there's a bit of work to do.
Okay, so, you know the way this period works, Pickers. You're the most active person that we know from the management side in it, and you know it back to front, that Collingwood needs to get Adam Treloar in. It's going to take a lot of work. What do you think Collingwood will do in order to get James Aish to their club, given their second pick is not until pick 26?
Well, I think it'll depend a little bit on what happens with other players, Dano. I think, obviously Nathan Freeman's requested a trade at St Kilda, so you think there'd be a pick in there somewhere around 23. Seedsman, I believe, is also might be on the way out, so you don't know where he might end up and what that might fall. So, there could be a number of picks in the 20s. But, again, that's something the clubs need to work out. We've got the players. Players need to tell us where they want to play, and then we inform the clubs, and then it's up to the clubs to get the deals done. So any way you look at it, it needs to be done between Brisbane and Collingwood.
Pickers, thanks very much for coming on. When I have a look at this one, I go back to Lee Matthews' statement a few weeks ago where he said that either James Aish would be playing at Brisbane or he would be going into the draft. This decision today seems like it's the ball's back in your court, Brisbane.
I guess to a certain extent it is, because they've got the power ultimately in this, and they'll need to work out whether they want to lose James Aish for nothing or whether they want to do a deal. But at the end of the day, it's I understand what Lee said, and I get part of it. I get what he's saying, but James has been there 2 years, and and he's got every right as an uncontracted player come October 31st. He can request a trade, so we'll see how it all pans out.
Pix, how was it received today when it was made official that he did want out?
It was okay. Peter Schwab's a really good person to deal with. He's disappointed. I think they held on to some really strong hope of keeping James, and they quite rightly did too, because people think this has been dragging on, hasn't it? He's been undecided about really where he sees his future, and he really wants to come to Melbourne. He wants to play for Collingwood, and it's taken him a long time to really come to that decision. And now he has. Now the job is to try and get him there.
From an injury point of view, and just the way the whole year panned out, what I sort of said about James Aish is I actually judge him on being the youngest player to ever play in a couple of premierships over in South Australia and coming fourth in the Rising Star in his first year. That's where I judge him from. I think you almost wipe out this year.
Yeah, this year wasn't a great year for James, and whether that was a little bit early, maybe form, then it was injuries. Broke his jaw. Obviously, he had that finger injury that missed the last 6 or 7 games. He's a quality young player, and he's still only 19. Like, he's one of the babies of the draft. When he was drafted. So, whilst he has done all that as a young kid, I think he's got a hell of a lot more in front of him. He's going to be a terrific player.
Pix, it doesn't leave Brisbane Lions in a great state right now. Are you aware of that? Has that been articulated to you today?
In what capacity, Dave?
With yet another player wanting to exit. You know the history of that club. And I also know that you flew to Brisbane about this time last year to deal with a situation around James Oates. At the same time, you were dealing with one of the biggest trades ever in football history. I mean, it's been ongoing with players wanting to exit the Lions. And your client today, while it's been talked about, you know, for every bit of 12 months, it still comes somewhat as a shock to happen today, given that the most recent commentary around him was that he was 50-50 to stay.
Yeah, look, we flew up during the year this year, Damo. It wasn't last year. I mean, last year, his name was bandied around a little bit because of Dane Beams, and obviously Collingwood would have liked to have got him as part of that, but that was really never an option last year.
Right.
But I understand Brisbane's position, I do. But I also understand that, that the kid's in his second year and he's out of contract. So really, it's a choice.
Yeah.
He's a South Australian boy. He's got a strong, family in South Australia. But, he could have wanted to go home, but he really wants to try and play his trade in Melbourne. And he's got every right to do that. So, hopefully we can get it done, Damo. As I said, I understand from a Brisbane fans perspective, but, it's nothing personal. This is never personal. I mean, they'll take it personally, the fans, I get that. But it's not personal. I mean, the kids get drafted to wherever they get drafted, and that's the right of the draft.
Yep.
But, he didn't choose to go to Brisbane. I'm not having a go at Brisbane, as a football club at all. And I can't control what the other players have gone in the past because none of them have been my guys. So from that perspective, I don't have a comment on what's happened before. I can only talk about our player.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Pickers, just before we let you go, I'm fascinated on the Michael Taylor situation on a couple of fronts. I was really interested to hear you sort of speak about the fact that on an exit interview, the coach wasn't involved in him. They had no form of conversation with him. I was surprised that they took it to the AFL and didn't deal with it internally. Where does all that sit? Because I think this has all been played out in a public forum already, and it now starts to get in the way of the player perhaps finding himself a new home.
Yeah, look, I expect it to get wrapped up next week with a bit of luck. So both boys will have a chat next week with the AFL, and I expect to be put to bed pretty quickly, to be perfectly honest. I think it's an absolute storm in a teacup, which I said to Damo on the footy show. I think he's been really poorly handled. I'm extremely disappointed by the way that Michael's been portrayed, and Daniel, for that matter, and I expect it to be wrapped up pretty quickly. I think absolutely nothing to see here.
Just on that.
Oh, I know. In fact, I don't think that, Damo. I know that.
Do you really? Do you really? Because just on that, Luke Darcy on another platform, I was with him on Triple M, he was quite worked up about the potential for this integrity investigation to actually go somewhere. And I say potential because he wasn't privy to it, but you are saying there is nothing to see him move on?
Well, I'm speaking to the players direct. I don't know who Darcy speaks to, but he's entitled to have his opinion, but I think he's 100% wrong. I heard him getting worked up. I thought he was going to blow a pooper valve. But, at the end of the day, it's, I know the boys. I've spoken to them directly. I don't think Darcy's spoken to either of them. I'm not sure how he can, look, to be honest, unless you speak to the players direct, you're listening to fourth and fifth hand information. I think it's ludicrous.
We touched on this issue before too, Pigs. Michael Taylor, the trade period starts next week, and rightly or wrongly, he needs to find a home if he can. And if this investigation is hanging over his head for at least a part of this trade period, it's a disservice to him. Obviously, the result needs to be thorough, but it needs to be also wrapped up very quickly. I would think at the closer to the start of the week than the end.
Yeah, well, that's obviously what we're aiming for, and I think it's totally unfair on Michael. I think the way he's been portrayed publicly has been disgraceful. But as I said, I've got 100% confidence in both the boys, and I'm 100% confident that the AFL will find nothing in this.
Okay, watch this space. We'll need to get the full integrity department release on it. Just last one, Picks. Curtly Hampton, GWS player looking to go to Adelaide. Is there any update there?
No, I don't, Damo, really, because, next week he's one of the ones I would expect we could knock over pretty quickly. Both clubs have had good discussions about it, and I expect that one to go down, pretty early next week, to be honest.
Sure.
I'm going to go back and have a look at my medical book just to find out where a fuffa valve actually belongs.
that'll get back to him too. That'll get back to him, Pix.
Oh, to the Duke?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a wet lettuce.
Mate, you'll fire up. I've seen him fire up. Good luck.
I did radio with him for 2 years, so that's
he's very worked up that night that we talked about this topic, and he seemed to know stuff that you don't may not know, Pix.
Ah, well, he's obviously hearing it from people that weren't involved, so whereas I'm hearing it from people involved, you work out who you'd believe. So.
Hey, thanks for your time on those topics today.
Yeah, good on you, mate. No worries, boys.